An amazing thing happens when God's peace is at work in our lives. We can forgive others. Peace. What is it? More importantly, how can I experience peace? Peace is a rare thing. One historian has calculated that in all of recorded history, the world has been entirely at peace for only 8% of the time. Out of the 3,530 years studied, only 286 were years without war. Jeremiah accused the people of his day crying, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace. The dictionary describes peace as a state of harmony among people or groups. I think we can add two more areas in defining true peace. Those two areas would be peace with God and peace with ourselves. The world is desperately looking for peace, but they fail to look to the only true source of peace. The Bible teaches us that God is the God of peace. He is the source. His Spirit, which is in every Christian, works to produce peace. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 7, we are promised that we can experience a peace from God that is beyond our understanding. It says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Everyone wants peace. People are searching for peace, but very few find it. If you are searching for peace, you need to look to God, because He gives true and lasting peace. If you read the Bible much at all, you will find references to the God of peace and the peace of God. The difference in the wording of these two phrases is the secret of peace. When you have the God of peace working in your life, you can experience the peace of God. Many times Christians tell of how they experienced God's peace, but they can't explain why. The peace they receive comes from God, and it transcends all understanding. You may have had a time in your life when you faced a difficult situation or choice, and you experienced God's peace, and you could not explain why except God did it. Rejoice in that, because it means that the God of peace is at work in your life. This peace we receive from God does not come just to make us feel good. God's peace carries the promise of guarding our hearts and minds. That is an important part of the work of peace in our lives. Philippians 4:6 tells us not to be anxious about anything, but in everything pray. The peace God gives us helps us not to be anxious. To experience the peace of God, we must first of all make peace with God. The exciting news about making peace with God is that He has already taken the first step. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Because of the sin in our lives, we are separated from God. But when Christ came and died on the cross, He provided a way for God to forgive us. When you put your faith in Christ and accept Him as your Savior, then your sins are forgiven and you are justified. That means, in God's eyes, it is as if you had never sinned. You are at peace with God because your sins have been forgiven. The problem so many people have is that they are searching and hoping to find the peace of God, but they never make peace with God. Where do you stand with God? Do you have peace with Him? You must be at peace with God before you can be at peace with yourself or with others. When you make peace with God, He empowers you to make peace with yourself. Only God can do this. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 17 tells us, "The fruit of righteousness will be peace. The effect of righteousness will be quietness and confidence forever." When you are at peace with God, you can live with quietness and confidence. You can be free from those past sins that try to linger around and undermine your life. You are free to be at peace with yourself. You no longer need to fear death or the judgment of God. The Bible teaches us that if we will confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has promised to forgive our past sins, and when He does, we can forgive ourselves. Not only can past sins be forgiven, but our past hurts can be healed. An amazing thing happens when God's peace is at work in our lives. Old wounds begin to heal. We can forgive others. This process is not always easy, but as God's peace works in your heart, you can begin to forgive others who have hurt you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 encourages us to forgive each other just as in Christ God forgave you. As you experience God's forgiveness, you learn to forgive. You see, forgiving others is a primary key to making peace with ourselves. As you begin to enjoy peace with other people, your sense of peace will begin to increase. Of course, the difficult part of living at peace with others is that you only control your half of the relationship. Even the Bible teaches us that we cannot force others to be at peace with us. Romans chapter 12, verse 18 says, "If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live at peace with everyone." You are only responsible for doing your part in making peace. Someone has said, "The most amiable man on earth can live at peace with his neighbor only as long as his neighbor chooses to do so." You may not be at peace with everyone you know, but if you follow spiritual principles, you can make peace more likely. One principle of Scripture you can follow is to live in such a way as to please God. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, "When a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he makes even his enemies live at peace with him." You can't force people to be at peace with you, but you can work hard at living a life that pleases God. In the process of trying to please God, you will be more at peace with other Christians who are also trying to please God. One place where peace should abound is in the church. The church is made up of people who have been forgiven by God. They are at peace with Him. They should be at peace with themselves, and they should be working extremely hard to get along with each other. But so many times that is not the case. The Bible teaches that the church is to be at peace. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, we are commanded to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. We Christians should work hard at maintaining peace with each other. We may differ on some points of theology and practice, but the things on which we agree should far outweigh the issues on which we differ. It's sad to see Christians pulled apart by personal preferences on non-essential items. Christians are to let the peace of Christ rule in their hearts, and, by implication, that peace should spill over into their church. Only you know your level of peace with God, yourself, and with others. Are you at peace with God? That is the first and most important question you must answer. Maybe there is sin in your life that keeps you from being at peace with God. You can have this peace right now by confessing those sins and asking Him to forgive your sins. Then God's peace will begin to work in your life, and you'll be able to make peace with yourself and with those around you. The first step is to ask yourself this question: Do I have God's peace? If you don't, what are you waiting for?